All right. From now on, every time you hear this succession of notes, you will allow yourself to slip into a state of alert awareness, with your body staying alert to the sound, for your body hears sound and your body has sound. And when your body hears certain sounds, it responds in particular ways based on where your consciousness is when it hears the sound. So triggers can go both ways. They can trigger an unpleasant memory, or they can trigger a pleasant experience, or it can trigger a state of alert neutrality, the ability to stay open to a new sound in order to discover its true meaning without any coloring from the past and no projecting colors with thoughts of the future. Now, this body of thought that you wear, you, the consciousness, we're talking now to you, the capital P personality, almost an integrated functionality, aiming there, moving in that direction, and this means all of you. And everyone who will eventually hear this, you are ready. Fear is just energy. We're going to leave it there because this discussion isn't about fear. This discussion is about how to enter a moment, and in that moment, magnetize or draw to you that which you desire, that which is in alignment. For there's no misusing this space. If what you are asking for isn't in alignment, what you receive in return is a stunning silence. And in that silence is the implication, or the, it is implying that you're not ready and you need to go back and rework whatever it was, or whatever it is you have not yet discovered about that desire. And now this body of thought that you wear, as you are becoming more and more convinced, which is a good thing, is that it hears your thoughts about it and responds or reacts in kind to your thoughts about the body of thought that you are wearing. Now, in order for your body of thought, your physical body of thought we're talking about now, to become what it was hoping to accomplish in this lifetime, you must remember that the devas and elementals that make up your physical form also are part of the divine plan. They are also having a purpose and goals and motives for what they do. And if they're ignoring you, it's because whatever you are doing isn't helping them one little bit. If you want to help your body heal, not only do you need to give them, the devas and elementals, the thoughts they need to change, but as always, there is a triplicity. So with the devas and elementals, there's their goal and motive in taking on this involutionary service. Many of the diseases that come into the human body are that which is instigated by the devas and elementals themselves. They do have consciousness. They can organize on their own. And don't take that word organized to mean that it's neat and orderly. Disorganization is a form of organization. So there is this consideration. Now you have their goals and motives, what they are hoping to achieve through being present for this incarnation of you yourself as soul, your soul and all of it, all of what goes into who all's using this body of thought that you are wearing. Part of their purpose is light, to be able to take on and hold light. So, in addition to evolution, they have a more specific aim in that they want to evolve their ability to take on and hold light, which is one reason why cremation is important. But what is really important is what goes on before the body goes into the furnace. What are they being released into? How have they evolved in their service? How did their service evolve them? As you grow spiritually, your sphere of responsibility continues to grow. And so, what we're asking you now is to begin to think in terms of developing your physical body's body of light. Now, it gets this in part through taking on soul's light. But like the Anacharana, the process is accelerated and intensified when the effort is coming from both sides and meeting somewhere in the middle and blending and merging. And so bringing one into one and the other into the other and becoming more for the experience or from the experience. But first you must develop what body of light you can. And after you have learned to activate your own body of light, then you begin to approach your soul and its body of light. Now, for a lot of people, they have done the light body work unwittingly about the first part, and however much consciousness they bring to the second part, this is not an evaluation. It is mere statement of fact. This group is approaching these ideas from an entirely different perspective. Now, some of you entered, well, the three of you that have already taken the preliminary light body all had your own motives and your own thoughts and your own ideas. Now, we're hoping that this is going to help you understand the importance of activating your own body of light, the physical body of light, the physical light body, which you will also be building your body of soul's light, that blended light, that light that informs each other. Could say lights, but it's actually the same light, just a different expression. And so remembering when you're hearing these notes, when you're hearing this music, that your body is hearing it and preparing itself with a purer motive to begin to learn and open up fully to the energies of the physical light body so that you can also open up to taking on soul's light body, which is where you're meant to be. It goes much better when your body of light is activated along with soul's body of light, and rather than simply activating soul's body of light in your consciousness within you and around you without the physical body having a corresponding vibration that brings this into harmony and unity, into synthesis. Going to have just this music posted in its entirety so that if you wish to simply listen to the notes and allow it to work on the physical form without word, you may do so. But always paying attention. Now, if you have any ideas about falling asleep to this music, we will state this clearly. Don't. If you can hear it in your mind as you're falling asleep, that's fine. But not having it playing anywhere outside of yourself, outside of your mind. And speaking of which, we're wanting to talk to you for a moment about the place of mantras and what they really do for you. Beyond the obvious benefit that each subject mantra brings you is the fact that these mantras and in music form, however it is that you work with them, but they replace a lot of old thoughts that used to run around your head in their place. And we always say there's power in the name, there's power in the name, there's power in the name. If there wasn't power in the name to begin with, there certainly is by now. Thousands of years of being energized. Ride that train. Get on board. And allow that energy to transform the mental patterns that have formed over your lifetimes. It's a simple and effective method of getting the mind to shift away from old patterns. Memorizing, singing, playing them in your mind is a sure way to reframe how your mind thinks. There are many ways to do cognitive restructuring. We plan to use them all, as many as we can get you all to do. Everything we add, everything we give to you, everything we ask for you is to help you on your journey to have the most successful, joyful, love-filled experience of the rest of your lives. And don't take that as a death threat. It is a mere statement. It may be longer than you think. And we will also mention that learning to change your mental patterns is only going to help your body, your physical body of thought. Change your thoughts, change your life. And so now get quiet for a moment as if you weren't already. But get quiet, quiet inside. And just like you would when someone's telling you a secret and they're leaning in close and you are waiting to hear the whisper. It's that state of anticipation that opens the door to transformation. Anticipation opens the door to transformation. Anticipation opens the door to transformation. And now for a moment, we want all of you to open your senses, and this includes the senses of your physical form, open your senses, all of them, both your ordinary senses and your extraordinary senses. And as you are opening up your senses, we want you to feel for the light within your body of thought, your physical body of thought. Opening up, looking for the light, calling it forth from the cells and atoms and the devas and elementals who rule them. Connecting with them. Feeling their urge for light. Now they also have an urge for love, but without the consciousness of awareness that comes through light, you cannot recognize love. So, opening your senses, opening up to seeing, feeling, experiencing the light within, within the body of thought. And not over-identifying with the light of your consciousness. This is the light within the body of thought. And want you now to spend a few moments considering what motivates you to help the devas and elementals in your physical body of thought. And in your reasons, feel your magnetism. Feel your magnetism. And as you feel your magnetism, with your intention, share it with the devas and the elementals. May you all be blessed. With the consciousness of light here in the middle of full, under the brightest light of the sun and reflected by the moon, bringing the level of light in your body of thought this is not the place for spiritual ambition. Just raising it ever so slightly, letting your magnetism gently stimulate it, preparing for a more intensive work in activating the light in your body of thought. Letting yourself relax now. Tracking your thoughts and journaling about this new journey. And with that, we bid you Namaste.